Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots of stuff to talk about here on the show today. In the final segment of the show, we will be joined by Jordan Grace. Got a lot to talk about. Pro Wrestling Eve, Black Label Pro, all sorts of different things. So she's going to be joining us here on the show. Also, it is Friday here. That means yesterday I got a chance to watch all of the television, get caught up. NXT, Mae Young Classic, all that fun stuff. If you have thoughts on either of those shows, give us a call here today. Text us. We can talk about it here. I loved NXT, particularly the main event. Thought the Mae Young Classic was a lot of fun. Had some questions about it when all was said and done, but still, a good time. The phone number here today, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. All of these numbers are up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We've also got some notes on the 2019 Royal Rumble. Had some people asking when those tickets were going to go on sale. We have an answer for you here, so we can tell you about that. As well as all of the lineups for all of the big shows coming up. The Australia show with Triple H and The Undertaker in the main event. As well as Shawn Michaels and Kane in the corners, which will be setting up a tag team match for the show in Saudi Arabia. We've got the full lineup for tonight's Ring of Honor pay-per-view. A lot of big matches on that show tonight. Including the... Actually, is that the right card? No, it's not the right card. I'll get the right card. Fear not. And we have the upcoming show on Sunday, which is the New Japan Long Beach event with all sorts of big matches there as well. And I believe I do have the right card for this one. Okada and Ishii versus Omega and Ibushi. Somehow I got the last Ring of Honor pay-per-view card instead of the current one, so we'll clear that up after the break. And, of course, all of the other news as well. Whatever's on your mind, contact us here today, and we will kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Presumably, Mike Sempervivi is also going to be on here today. Not here at the moment, but we'll get that handled. Once again, we're having some problems with the stream, so if you're listening to this on a replay, as I mentioned yesterday, if you ever have a problem with the TuneIn radio stream, it is up there on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. You can always go to the Sports Byline website, SportsByline.com. They've got a stream up there as well, and that stream is working great today. So I've tweeted that information out. Spread the word if you have friends that listen to the show with you. They can always check out the stream at SportsByline.com. Now, before we go any further here today, I want to mention that yesterday we had a fella call in, my Wales scout. He was talking about a WWE magazine, he said from 2004, but it's looking like he was actually from 2007, which is even more astounding. And he claimed that they had some things in there. It was 101 things every WWE fan should do before they die. And he vowed that he would send it to me on the show today. And here we are, and he claims he has it. Now, unfortunately, he also claims that he DM'd it to me, and I'm going through my DMs, and in fact, he did not DM it to me. So maybe he... I see. Okay. So he did send it to me. So I have to accept his request, and then say yes, thanks. Hey, Mike, are you there?
Have you been drinking?
I haven't been drinking. What are you talking about?
Nothing. Have you found the DM?
What, did I have the wrong card?
Well, that, the fact that you don't know how to work DMs, you know.
No, I do know how to work DMs, but he told me I DM'd it to you, but in fact, I hadn't gotten that DM.
Well, no, he did DM it to you. It's your fault. You have
to No.
Twitter.
I checked this morning. It was not up there. But now I've got it here.
God, and Berlin Wall's an old reference. Is there another reference we can use now as far as setting up some sort of
It's up to you, dude. You do it.
Gate.
Okay, so here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Bought you time.
101 things every WWE fan should do before he dies. And they say he, by the way. It should be they.
Well, this is all sexist. Before the revolution here, you know.
This is sexist. So here's the number one thing. Let's just cut to the chase.
All right.
All right. The number one thing. And by the way, well, let's just keep going. Number one. I'm going to go from 10 down. I'll save number one for last, okay?
All right. Number all right. 10.
This is from WWE Magazine, March of 2007. 101 things that every WWE fan should do before he dies. This is legitimate. It's real. Okay, I've got it right in front of me. This is a screenshot. Please, Mike.
Oh, sorry.
All right, number 10. Find an article with a working WrestleFest machine and destroy all 10-year-olds in Royal Rumble mode. Better yet, purchase the coin op on eBay. Very inside.
You know, there was a wrestler in Philadelphia who people would know, who was selling his WWE WrestleFest. I wanted to buy it, and I could not afford such a thing and couldn't justify it there.
Number 9, finish Mick Foley's Have a Nice Day, A Tale of Blood and Sweat Socks, because few things are as chilling as Foley's firsthand account of how he ripped off his own ear.
I have done that.
He didn't rip off his own ear. Yeah, Vader ripped it
ropes,
off.
The ropes did that kind of.
Yes. Yeah. Number 8. Learn all the... This is, by the way, 101 things. We're down to the top 10, okay?
It's the best they've got.
Learn all the words to Real American. That's number 8, according to this magazine. Number 7, wear a WWE t-shirt to the office on Casual Friday. Number 6, read Big Apple Takedown, please. Clearly the same guy wrote both. That's how that got to number 6. Anybody remember that book, by the way, Big Apple Takedown? Number 5. This is hilarious. Attend a show at Madison Square Garden. Oh, fear not, I shall.
Oh, yeah, me too.
This coming WrestleMania weekend.
Absolutely.
This is the place where the greatest bits of WWE history have gone down. Be a part of it. Number 4. Watch Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels' Iron Man match from WrestleMania 12. These two... the two most talented grapplers of their generation going at it for one full hour. Nothing even comes close. Except like 1,000 other matches from that era. The Iron Man match?
I know.
That match was good. Maybe I'd go as far as to say very good.
Maybe they're challenging their fan base to sit there for 61 minutes and watch a match or however long it actually went on for.
Hey, listen, you want some great Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels matches from the year that are better than that one? Bret Hart versus Steve Austin at WrestleMania.
Yes.
The I Quit match. Excellent match. The Hell in a Cell match with Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker. One of the greatest matches of all time in WWE history. Hey, you know what? Here's a match that nobody would say except me. But I could watch this match 1,000 times over. Shawn Michaels versus Ken Shamrock from the Degeneration X pay-per-view in December of 1997. It's not like a great match, but Shawn Michaels goes in there with Ken Shamrock, and he carries this guy to a hell of a match. Like, if you're a worker, if you're a wrestler, watch that match. There's also one of my all-time favorite matches, Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Owen Hart and British Bulldog from Raw. Shawn Michaels has literally just come back. Everyone's talking about Brie Bella coming back and how she should have done this or that before she got back in the ring. Shawn Michaels here is coming back from losing a smile, his knee injury. He gets in that damn ring, and he just... it's astounding how good he is. It's a marvel. So that's a great one. Anyway, let's continue on here. Number 3. Train, say your prayers, and eat your vitamins. Keep in mind... It would have been before the Benoit thing and the wellness policy. March 2007. So this was the year that Chris Benoit murdered his family, killed himself, was found with boxes of steroids all over his house, had a 59-1 TE ratio or something of that nature. And next thing you know, we've got a very, very intense... and actually, the wellness policy was from 2006, so think about that. Think about that. It became more serious after what happened with Benoit, when these guys are supposed to be tested, and there's Benoit with a 59-1 TE ratio. And yes, as God is my witness, number 2 on this list, sin while looking at a picture of a diva. That's number 2 behind only attend WrestleMania. Do you hear me, everybody? You should attend WrestleMania, and then you should get a magazine, or I guess back then the internet, and find a photo of your favorite diva and proceed to sin.
There you go, ladies. That's for you too, I guess.
WWE Magazine, March of 2007.
That magazine was so trash. It was such a piece of trash, as were a lot of magazines that came out at that time that were essentially Playboy and Penthouse for those people, I guess, without the internet and without the gumption to see an entire uncovered nipple, I guess. But, those magazines were awful, awful.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
I have a question about your career, Brian. Have you ever
speaking of nipples,
anyone that was smaller than you or Marco Stunt? How did the outcome go when you wrestled someone under 5'7"? Who was it? Or who were they?
I gotta really think about this. I want to thank you for the call. Who have I ever wrestled?
This does not count like kids you used to beat up in the Youth Wrestling Federation.
Who have I ever wrestled that was smaller than me? I remember Jack Evans. He was definitely lighter than I was.
Yeah, but is he?
I beat the holy hell out of that guy repeatedly. And there was another kid, Vince Hall, who was very, very talented. And he was smaller and skinnier than me. I beat the hell out of him, too, if I recall correctly.
But shorter?
Shorter? I mean, nowadays, like most of the indies. But back then, few and far between. Buddy Wayne was shorter than I was, but he was heavier. I'll try and think about this during the break. Excellent question. Excellent question. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. A lot to get into here today. We've got the Ring of Honor pay-per-view coming up tonight. The real card, it's Death Before Dishonor 16. The actual card here, Cody, Marty Scurll, Adam Page, Matt and Nick Jackson versus Okada, Chucky T, Beretta, Rocky Romero, and Ishii in a 10-man tag. Briscoes versus The Addiction, ROH World Tag Team titles. Punishment Martinez, Chris Sabin, Kenny King, and Jushin Liger. Sumi Sakai versus Tennille Dashwood for the Women of Honor title. Jay Lethal defends the world title against Will Ospreay. And Flip Gordon and Colt Cabana and Bully Ray and Silas Young are facing off in a four-way tables match. Self and Dave will be recapping that later on this weekend. Maybe tonight, for all I know. I haven't got the schedule yet, but looks like a fun card. You can check it out on pay-per-view. You can check it out on Honor Club. The most recent Ring of Honor shows I've watched on Honor Club. And the stream is great. And it's a lot of fun, so check it out. This person here says, do you think someone from NXT will ever eventually try and turn down a spot on the main roster? I get they'll make more money and get more exposure, but do you think it will ever happen? If so, what do you think would be the repercussions? Well, it would have to be somebody who is independently wealthy, because the difference between the money on the main roster versus the money on the NXT roster is, there's no way. Like, if you plan to buy a house, have a family, save some money for retirement, I mean, you do not turn down the main roster to stay in NXT. It just doesn't happen. And I realize that it's a lot more fun in NXT, but you never know what's going to happen on the main roster. You never know when the day may come where things could change. So I would not take that chance and not go up there.
That would just tell me that, or tell yourself, I think, that you would end up staying there forever, because if you didn't want to come up when they asked and when they basically told you to, since you're an employee, I know you're an independent contractor, why would they bring you back up again? Why would they ask a second time when there's all of those people that are down there? You'd have to not only be independently wealthy, you'd have to be a name like a Rob Van Dam or somebody like that that is basically going, I want to stay in shape, I want to have some fun, I want to help out a little bit, but nah, that's all I want to do. And that's not going to happen. So I think it's just, I don't know, that would be a kind of a crazy thought. You're either turning down Vince McMahon, who is the boss of all bosses, or you'd be turning down Triple H or somebody else in talent relations that basically, why would they have any faith in you after that? I mean, again, unless you're going in to sign a specific NXT deal where it is known from Jump Street that you don't want to leave the state of Florida unless it's to go out there on some of these NXT tours and just hang out and help out, they don't need you.
All right, Jack in D.C., you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. I actually I called on a more of a serious note, but I'm still kind of laughing at the top 10 list. I was expecting something completely different, and I actually, if you would indulge me, I have.
Oh no! You've been on the air that you've been waiting that long. Your phone's dying.
Yeah. May I?
I can barely hear you, so try real quick. Your phone's dying. Oh man, sorry, dude. Gotta let you go. I apologize. That was your cell phone.
Let's try back.
Terrible. I feel bad for that guy. He was on hold a long time only for his phone to just die on him. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is Daniel from Long Beach. And
yes.
I have a question about the New Japan show this Sunday.
Yeah.
First question is, I checked the website a couple of days ago, and the show wasn't sold out yet, so...
It ain't going to sell out, I don't
think. Maybe. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I think people are just, like, less excited about, like, Japan in general, because it's been here, like, for 3 years in the U.S., or maybe just the card or something. And second question is, I'm bringing my girlfriend to the show, and she never saw wrestling before, and, like, for a person that, like, never saw wrestling, you think it's better like a WWE show or a Japan show? And yeah, that's it.
I want to thank you very much for the call. I think that she would have fun at a WWE show or a... Well, let me put it this way. I don't know if she'd have fun during like a Raw or SmackDown tapings, because there's a lot of downtime and there's a lot of angles and she won't know what's going on. But I've never had a bad time at a WWE house show. So if the WWE is coming to town for a house show, I think she would have a fun time there. I think she's going to have a fun time at the New Japan show as well. It's different, but it's fun. It's athletic. I think she'd have fun there.
Well, it depends, too. Is she a wrestling fan?
No, he said she's not a wrestling fan.
She's not a wrestling fan at all. I mean, honestly, like a house show that goes like 2 hours and is compact and has got a limited amount of bells and whistles, that might actually be the show she likes first, you know, as opposed to going to a TV taping for the reasons that you mentioned. The uptimes are obviously far, far way up there, but that's it. I don't know. A New Japan show for somebody who's not a fan. I guess you can get into the athleticism and stuff like that if you're a sports fan, but it's not, I don't know. It's hard to me. Unless you're already a wrestling fan, to throw somebody into it. We'll see. We'll see how he reports back.
I'd also like to say that the issues with New Japan in the U.S., there are three of them. Number one, it is the card to a degree. Like, I've heard from a lot of New Japan fans who they want
Mania every time out.
They want a New Japan show. They don't want
What is a New Japan show? I want somebody to answer that for me.
Well, they've answered it many times. Like,
tell me. You tell me.
All right. There are individuals on that show that have wrestled in New Japan, but are not like New Japan regulars. The matches on the show, let's just look at the card right here, okay?
Uh-huh.
We got Taguchi Japan versus Roppongi 3K.
That would take place in Japan.
We have Daniels and Kazarian versus Hangman Page and Chase Owens.
That may not take place in Japan, but both of those guys would probably be on a show in Japan.
We have Jeff Cobb, Chris Sabin, and Flip Gordon versus Goto, Beretta, and Chucky T.
Mm-hmm. Kind of wacky, but they do a lot of wacky 6- and 8-person matches.
We
on
have
cards.
Naito, Sonata, and Evil versus Saber, Archer, and Davey Boy Smith.
All of Los. Okay.
We have Tanahashi and Kushida versus Jay White and Ghetto.
Uh-huh.
We have Ospreay versus Skrull.
Uh-huh.
We have the Young Bucks versus Tonga and Tongaloa.
Uh-huh.
We have Juice Robinson and Cody.
Uh-huh.
And we have Okada Nishii versus Omega and Ibushi in the main event.
Any of the five matches that you mentioned, a lot of which will
five,
be
five, there's
heavy.
Nine.
But the five that you mentioned there at the end, all of which are going to be probably pretty angle heavy and have something going on, you know, especially in the case of like the Jay White Ghetto thing. Wouldn't all they be taking place on New Japan? My thing with this thing about
Hold on.
What?
Would this be a New Japan destruction card?
It probably wouldn't be a destruction show.
Would it be a Tokyo Dome card?
Of course not.
Okay, that's what people are saying.
Stupid. But that's the problem.
No, that's what they want here in this country.
People have unrealistic expectations, and why would they fly in? Let's just say, I don't know, who's on the undercard of a New Japan show that they just fill out the undercard with? You're expecting them to fly all of the young guys over and have them on shows where they could have Chris Daniels, who's a hell of an athlete, and Kazarian, and they can come from a couple minutes away, and you don't have to go through all that? I mean, is it really, does that make sense? If you're that big of a fan of New Japan, does that make sense for them to fly those guys in?
Yes, because here's the deal.
To fill out the undercard?
Here's the deal. This is not the first New Japan show in this country.
I can't wait till Umino comes on a show and really moves Long Beach tickets. That makes sense.
It's the fourth show in the California, Northern California area. And they're expecting fans to fly in from all over the country to see
this
show.
That's their problem. That's their
Well, the point
Japan
is, like, there are three things. They should not be in Southern or Northern California again. They should be in Seattle, for example. I guarantee they'd do well in Seattle. They could be in any other big city that has a strong wrestling fan base. They've run California too much. Okay, now if you're going to run California four times, you can't present this card. This is a B-level card, and expect people to fly in from all over the place and do 10,000 fans. You just can't.
You can't, but I mean, the idea that they want people to fly in for every single show is laughable. I mean,
but they do.
It is laughable, but it's also laughable that anybody on the other side would be going, that would be upset with this show. And I understand, but not everything is the Tokyo Dome. The more they run here, the more it's going to be more angle heavy and things like that. And everybody can't come. That's just not how it works. They're not WWE yet. You're not going to see that. They're going to rely on people that live in the area and are working in for ROH. So I don't know. I think it's a little wacky. Where I think they screwed up, and it's tough because it's Sunday and I don't know exactly what goes on. I'm not sure what the deal is with Arena Mexico or anything like that or anybody else's dates. The problem is not relying on bringing in some other people, possibly that would be generally from the area, that may work for CMLL or may work for some other promotions, and adding them in there as kind of a shock to the card and a surprise to the card, you know, where you can lower your costs a little bit but still present something a little bit different.
You asked me why people weren't happy, and I mentioned the reasons. There are a
and
lot of people not happy with the card.
That they're dummies. So there you go.
You can't say that, Mike. Did you fly out to this show?
No. Why would I fly out to
the
show?
Okay, I didn't fly out to the show either, and Dave's not going to the show. But you know what? If Ta-Nehisi Okada had been on the show,
they're
I'd have been aiming
for me to fly out to the show.
Well, they should be. What do you mean? What are you talking about? They should be aiming for every single person listening
to this right now. Come on,
give
me a break. Who's spending $200 on a plane ticket to fly out to a wrestling show? I mean, we're talking about
Well, they would have done 10,000 if
there
they
was a real gilded group that went to All In in a lot of ways, too, pal. So,
oh, get out of here.
The idea that everybody's just going to fly around for wrestling shows, who the hell does that?
That very first New Japan show in this country, if they booked a 15,000-seat arena, they'd have sold it out.
Because it was the first one.
And the same thing with All In. Okay.
Even
now they're having to book smaller and smaller and smaller buildings.
You're asking a lot of wrestling fans now, and there's a lot of wrestling fans who cannot afford this nonsense.
But they aren't going to go out there for this card.
Thank you. All right.
Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud. So I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Unfortunately, no Jordan Grace here today. But we're going to talk about the Eve show here. Also, I believe AIW this weekend. Mike will get those cards. And we got a million text messages. You're welcome to call in today as well. 844-411-5411 is the phone number. And text messages 425-780-7566. I believe, Jack, if you're listening, if you want to try the sports byline again, if your phone's working better, we can pick up where we left off there. and also all of the cards for the weekend shows. So, Mike, do we have the Eve card here?
I'm actually getting it up here right now. I do have the, but you have to stop saying. And I know you love you some Ohio-based AIW. We're talking about AAW here in Chicago, Illinois.
I've been to AAW shows. They're great.
Damn right. The third biggest media market in the world, for heaven's sakes.
Does happen
Jim
sometimes.
Lynam Classic. And that is, as I pull up the Eve card here, the Dr. Keith show that some of you heard live on Tuesday, that I've got the copy of that. I'll be putting that up on the website, including cutting just the interview with Keith that I'll put up for everybody. I'll put it out there on my Twitter. I'll figure out a way to post it up somewhere there of just the interview with Keith and I, where he talks about the Jim Lynam Memorial and a little bit about Jim Lynam, who he was. And there is a really nice video that the AAW Wrestling Twitter page has got up there, and I'll make sure to retweet that as well, too. In the first round of the Jim Lynam Classic, Trey Miguel against Sammy Guerra, Sammy Callahan against Moose, Trevor Lee against Rich Swann, Ray Phoenix against Shane Strickland, DJZ against Ace Romero, Myron Reed against AR Fox, ACH against the MJF, you like that? Jimmy Jacobs against Darby Allin, and that's the first round. The round two, the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals will take place the next night. Both shows are going to be taking place at the Logan Square Auditorium. It's the first time that the show has been housed. Both days of the shows have been housed in the same building. And as well as the first round matches tonight, you get David Starr and Eddie Kingston against Kurt Stallion and Jake Something for the AEW Tag Team Championship, as well as Brody King making his first defense of the AEW Heavyweight title against the former Pentagon, Penta LOM. So that's the first and second round of that. Are you upset that you're not out there booked for being in the first
booked,
round?
Booked? Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
I
pick and choose. Only biggest matches with the smallest men or the oldest men.
But not the women. You haven't done any intergender yet.
Nope.
And you wouldn't be doing it over in Eve either, because all of those women can kick your ass. And the Strong Women's Style show, which is taking place tomorrow, the Resistance Gallery, Bethnal Green. The matches that have been announced so far, Chihiro Hashimoto against Jazzy Gabbert, the alpha female, and what will be a... That's an interesting match. Laura DiMatteo, who I like a lot, against Kaylee Ray. Nina Samuels against Jetta for the She-1 Series qualifying match. Another one of those matches, Jordan Grace, who unfortunately we had some issues getting on with the show, against Sierra Loxton. And an Eve Championship match, Casey against Rio O'Reilly against Charlie Morgan against Sammy Jane. Charlie Morgan is the champion. I believe she won that, actually, on the last Eve 1 series of shows. The second show, Chihiro Hashimoto against Jordan Grace, and as well as the Eve International semifinals, which will be taking place as well, which leads into their October Command Attention show, where Commander Bolshoi will actually be making her first appearance over in the UK working for Eve. So obviously we'll have more on that as we get closer to it, but if anybody's got any questions or things about either one of those shows, just, I guess, call in, let us know.
Hey, listen, I'd have an intergender match. I grapple with women all the time. I wouldn't be here slapping him in the face and punching him in the face and kicking him in the face. It's professional wrestling. I would out-wrestle and pin and or submit them.
Oh, yeah?
And yes, I said and or submit, because maybe Marco's going to be pinned while he's submitting.
You calling him a girl?
I didn't know such thing. I was just merely pointing out that he could fall in the same way. I'm going to find a hold where he's pinned and he's simultaneously submitting. It'll be like that AJ Joe finish, except he'll be doing both. Says, Brian, I don't agree with you a lot. I'm the guy you accused of being the road dog because I defended Becky and Charlotte. But I was totally on the same page as you about Truth TV. I thought it was a real bright spot on Tuesday SmackDown. Yeah, it was the brightest spot. I know you're down about the show being canceled, but if Vince found it as funny as I did, he is going to bring back Truth TV regardless of the match result. Just my prediction, you heard it here first. I hope so. I hope he does. It was the highlight of the show.
Problem with that is every time they do something like that, then they beat it to death. It loses its zest and fun. Although Ron Killings has been, speaking of Road Dogg, it's hard for probably a lot of people out there to believe, especially the ones who do not know how old he is, that Ron Killings started as K-Quick teaming with the road.
Dude, he's 47 yeah. years old.
Kay Quick and
he's
the road.
He's my idol.
And he was released from WWE in, I think, 2001 out of developmental. He was there for a little while and then went down to TNA and won the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship, believe it or not, while NWA TNA was still a weekly pay-per-view, and did a pretty damn good job down there as well, too, before he ended up going back to WWE, where there have been obvious highs and lows, many of which sometimes not his fault. So the fact that he is still around, he is still entertaining, and still brings something to the product, not is just there as some goofball or can do a little bit, but he can still go in the ring, he can still go out there and wrestle on house shows. He's a very important piece of the puzzle. To me, he's one of those unheralded players that's an important piece of the puzzle.
All right, this person says, why are the Cruiserweights on Raw acting the opposite of what they are on 205? Leo Rush is a face on Raw, working heel on 205. Well, because it's their newest stupid idea. And I'm not sure what their idea is, but they've just decided that maybe they figure no one's watching 205 live, or we're going to see if we can manipulate these numbskull fans so that they cheer on one show and boo on the other. All I know is this, because I mentioned this on a thread yesterday on our board. This SmackDown show, I loved R-Truth. I liked the angle with Aiden English. But on the whole, for the last couple of months now, SmackDown is so dumb. The booking is so stupid on that show. And I'm comparing it. I'm watching the Nitros from 1999, the year that everything sank. And SmackDown is so much dumber than Nitro. It's not even close. It's not even close. There's no point on Nitro where somebody is a babyface on Nitro and they're a heel on Thunder. And then they go back to Nitro and they're a babyface and they go back to Thunder. There's nothing like that. There's no such thing as like just a phantom turn, where there's just been one phantom turn after another on SmackDown. And the best thing is watching people try to explain it.
Yeah.
Well, why is Charlotte a babyface now? Well, because she jumped ship. What? That's why she's a babyface?
Why is Carmella a babyface?
Because she's with Truth.
Yeah.
What? People don't even know what a turn is anymore.
I know.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, it is. And I don't want to say that it's better than, worse than those Nitros. I mean, it's just.
Hey, you know what? Hey, one other thing. Guess who's about to start booking Nitro? Vince Russo.
God, where are we? Oh, we're at the Russo
yep.
age with you.
We've
yes,
got
right.
like 2 weeks he's going to start booking this show.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now
it's terrible. But you know what? I was thinking about this. Everybody makes fun, for example, of the Judy Bagwell on a pole match. Okay? At least they wrote a storyline where it made sense to put Judy Bagwell on a pole. As stupid, and trust me, I'm not defending it. It's really stupid.
Hey, didn't Mike Awesome turn down the U.S. title because he wanted to talk to fat chicks? Remember that?
Hey,
at least. He wanted to be handed the belt?
You know what? Listen to this. Mike Awesome was the fat chick thriller. So him turning down a match because he wants to hang out with fat chicks. Okay. That's stupid, but you know what? That makes sense.
I've done it.
What does not make sense, Mike, is to have a match with a finish, a pinfall finish, and have your GM say, well, the next match they're going to have is going to be no count out, no DQ. There must be a winner. Nothing that stupid. I'm not sure anything that stupid was ever done on Nitro. And we're at a period now where everybody is defending this. Like, this is the good show. Do you realize the depths that SmackDown has fallen to? Where this past Tuesday's show, people are calling it like one of the better SmackDowns of the year. Do you realize the depths that we have fallen to?
Oh, believe me, I am more than aware of those depths that we fall into. But let's be honest of why people will call sometimes SmackDown. Once you talk to them and you peel back like even like a single layer, it's because it's an hour shorter, and it's because there's people that they tend to like more on that show than they do on Raw, whether that be Joe and Brian or AJ, they're Nakamura. That's sometimes some of the reason that people say that, because I've talked to them where it's like, yeah, it's a much better show, and it's like, it's a much better show because it's an hour shorter.
Yeah, it's better because Baron Corbin isn't headlining. Whoop-de-doo. High praise.
But that's the problem is both shows, you just, I mean, it's hard. And I try not to be bitter old man-ish about it. I just stroke my shoulders and it's like, well, I mean, some of what they do, you can't say it's all bad. Some of what they do is actually can be good. It's just that in general, I don't know who they aim to. And it doesn't really matter because they're making boatloads of money, I guess. But it's just, I just wonder how they are building a fan base for the future. We'll have to see how it goes. But man, it doesn't seem like a whole lot of people under the age of 50 are really like biting on WWE unless you're an executive or you own some of their stock.
It's funny that like back in the day, the big scandals out of WCW were, well, they put together the West Texas Rednecks and they got super over. And so WCW stopped pushing them, which actually didn't happen. They gave them the tag team titles, but they did focus on them a lot less. Whereas nowadays we've got like Becky's the most over babyface on the SmackDown roster. Let's turn her heel.
You know, it was also
like that should be a way bigger scandal than it is. And meanwhile, everybody's defending how great it is because she does a good job as a heel.
Well, WWE's probably got more loyal fans in some ways than what that version of WCW had back then. But it's like it's
they got less viewers.
It's less viewers, but
think about that.
Not understanding your fan base as well too. Because when they brought in Master P and did all of the stuff that they did for him, it's like. Again, not having any clue sometimes about what their fan base is, and I've gone through that with WWE a zillion times, but like that whole Master P thing was bound to fail from Jump Street, how it was presented and how it was laid out, and to what fans at that point WCW had.
Hey, I mean, look at this. I mean, the Master P thing, it wasn't getting over, so guess what? They just stopped doing it. Look at all the things on the main roster of WWE nowadays that aren't working, and they just keep shoving it down your throat.
Well, that's because it's your fault, because you don't understand the story.
So. No, it's not my fault. Kidding me. This person says, I also own that magazine. Buying certain WWE merchandise items. The author wants you to buy the book he co-wrote, I guess. Or wrote, I don't know. This person says, it seems to me that New Japan is sprinkling their U.S. shows with U.S.-based talents like Daniels and Kazarian, because if they should ever do a permanent U.S.-based promotion, guys like that could be signed as regulars. Well, yeah. But, I mean, in order to have a permanent U.S.-based promotion, you need to be on an upward trajectory. They've been on a downward trajectory ever since they started coming. So something should change, right? Whatever that is. Go to another city? Come less often? Bigger cards? I don't know.
Just flat out co-brand the show with the Ring of Honor and takes care of some of that.
Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Spurs says, what's the deal with Daniel Cormier on Instagram? Uh-oh.
Oh, let me hit my IG real quick.
Let's find out what's going on here. Does it have to do with USADA?
Get away from Teyana Taylor here.
Oh, Mike, come on. All right, let's see his Instagram here. Are you talking about the missed call from the USADA?
Oh.
It's been on Twitter for a while there. He doesn't want anything to do with it.
I think it may be this one of John Jones in the orange jumpsuit.
Yeah. It says, so here we go again. This was 4 hours ago, Johnny Boy. First off, if you did nothing wrong and were innocent, then you'd have never been suspended. You've had to stand before these people and arbitrators so many times, it's insane. You slipped again. How many times can one man slip? I've been tested 70 times, haven't slipped once. How do you explain that? And on top of all the cheating you've done around UFC 182, 200, and 214, that's not even the straw that broke the camel's back. You were actually a snitch.
Yep.
You think you're the only one that's been offered this deal? No, you're just the only scumbag low enough to take it. Which one of your teammates did you tell on to get this joke of a punishment from USADA? I thought there was nothing lower than a cheater, but it's not surprising that you show me a whole new level. You're a cheater and a snitch. Get off my page, go do some coke, or steroids, or whatever you losers do in your spare time. Hashtag double champ. Had a hell of a promo.
Damn right.
Hell of a promo.
Some facts there, too. You know what? I think a lot of us probably should have listened to Rashad Evans way back when about how fake John Jones was. It was a lot of years ago, and he fooled a lot of people for a long time.
Not that long.
Yeah, well, that's kind of crazy, too. It is a quick jump and a quick decline and up and down for Mr. Jones hadn't been. It's crazy.
Right. We're out of time, everybody. As noted, we got a lot of shows coming up this weekend. Dave and I will be back for the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, as well as the New Japan show in Long Beach. A lot of other great stuff up on the front page. Check out the Brian and Vinny show last night, reviews of NXT and Mae Young Classic. Really fun show. Thanks to Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.